Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Harkin, members of the committee. I am the Chief Executive Officer of the National Biodiesel Board. That is the trade association representing the biodiesel industry in America. And I'm also pleased to report that the biofuels industry is in an era of tremendous growth. I'll focus my comments this morning briefly on the factors that have contributed to that growth for biodiesel, why that growth is important to America, and what must be done to keep it on its current successful path. The amount of growth has been substantial. We went from 25 million gallons in 04 to approximately 75 million gallons of production and sales in 05, and on track for 150 million gallons in 06. In the last 2 years, the biodiesel industry has built approximately 40 biodiesel plants, which have come online. As many of the senators have mentioned in their own states, and another 40 more that are currently under construction. The majority of diesel fuel in the United States is used in over-the-road trucks, and the trucking industry serves as a critical part of our economy, as you all know. Everything that's in this room, this microphone that I'm speaking at, this table, everything, all of the products that we use every day were brought to us by diesel-powered trucks and America's truckers. Average diesel prices have nearly doubled over the past 4 years, which represents a tremendous threat to the trucking industry. The American Trucking Association has endorsed the use of B5 as a way to supplement our nation's energy supply. And likewise, Cisco Corporation, which is the largest private truck fleet in the nation, has begun using B5 in its trucks. Biodiesel contains oxygen, so it burns cleaner, it reduces smoke and smell, it increases cetane, improves lubricity. And as ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel is coming online beginning in June of this year, biodiesel is well positioned to replace lubricity that's lost in the refining process of ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel. The high price of fuel is just one of the contributing factors to increased biodiesel use, but I'm here today to highlight three federal policy measures that have been extraordinarily effective in stimulating biodiesel development. Because of these three measures, biodiesel is beginning to make a small but significant impact on the nation's energy supply. All three of these measures are scheduled to expire soon, but must be continued in order to keep the growth of biodiesel going strong. Although we're showing significant signs of success, we are an industry that's still in its infancy, and we are comparable to the ethanol industry approximately 1982. First, the biodiesel blender's tax credit, which, Mr. Chairman, you alluded to earlier this morning, was part of the restructured volumetric ethanol excise tax credit, or VTEC, went into effect in January of 05. It functions similarly to the excise tax credit for ethanol and was the primary stimulant for the development of the biodiesel industry in 2005 and showed a lot of increase in new plants and jobs in biodiesel production. Senators Grassley and Baucus have introduced the Alternative Energy Extenders Act, S-2401, and this act includes the extension of the biodiesel tax credit through 2010, which would make it consistent with the ethanol provision. Additionally, as Senator Conrad mentioned, there is an extension through 2013 in his BOLD Act. Legislation is also currently pending in the House, which would extend this credit. The second policy measure is the bioenergy program. A 2005 OMB evaluation reported that that program has done much to stimulate biodiesel growth and could continue to be effective for the emerging biodiesel industry. The report stated, and I quote, "Increases in the production of biodiesel indicate a rise in the supply of domestically produced renewable fuels. It is also an indicator of the viability of the biodiesel industry and its expanded consumption of agricultural commodities." High diesel fuel prices are also hurting farmers as they have entered the spring planting season. But while costs are going up, projected value of their crop is going down. The USDA is estimating the highest number of planted soybean acres on record for 2006 and projecting that soybean prices will drop below $5 per bushel in 06 and 07, triggering significant payments to soybean farmers. If the extended 2007 bioenergy program increased soybean prices and reduced government payments, increased the production by $40 million, it is expected it would reduce government payments by $210 million, which would be a net plus for the United States Treasury. That program is scheduled to expire in July of this year, so it's critical that we work to do something to extend that program. The third program I'll mention briefly is the USDA's Biodiesel Fuel Education Program. It was part of the energy title of the O2 Farm Bill. That has been extraordinarily important in addressing fuel quality measures, which is vital to the success of our industry, as well as educating the petroleum partners and the automotive industry. So to summarize the three federal policy measures, the extension of the biodiesel tax credit, the extension of the bioenergy program for biodiesel, and the extension of the biodiesel fuel education program.